The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Tony Parker with Reston, a mid-range shot. Oh, Ginobili flies it untouched. A lot of speed there with Simmons.
Like it.
And they'll count it. And Parker streaming the other way, met by Beverly, who personally challenged him. And Gasol inside. What a pass by Tony Parker. Mills screened by Powell. And oh, what a spin move by Mills. Oh, he just broke Beverly's ankles. Capella's going to watch Leonard. Takes it in, tries the reverse, and glides in for two. And Leonard moves it easily.
Oh, man. This is not fair.
Three, Green. Offensive rebound, Ginobili, off to LaMarcus Aldridge. What a play. Ginobili gets the rebound. Leonard, thinking three, pops the three, buries the three. And the bench is in for the Rockets. The flag has been hoisted. Simmons, Deadman. Well, they certainly rebound after they've lost big, and that record would tell you that. Popovich had him ready to go tonight.
Well, I guess Popovich did have him ready to go last night. Hey, at least your Astros won again. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air as we broadcast live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
No Thursday, el jueves.
Si. Como se dice, greatest,
bueno.
Greatest show in the history of the known universe in Espanol.
I don't know, but we are here, and there is a theme at the MGM this week, and it is a very Mexican theme.
See,
you and I are the whitest people here by far.
Yes, not even close.
Next to us, El Terrible y La Cristi. La Cristi is muy, muy hermosa y inteligente y gracioso.
Bonita.
Pero El Terrible es muy malo y un hombre feo. Good? Bueno? Hey.
All right.
See, I got it, man. Yeah. I got it.
Well, we win in Rome.
That's right.
Or win in Guadalajara, whichever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But we are here for Canelo Chavez. I always want, like, because I always say this. When we come to boxing more than any sport is, like, fandom is along racial lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, when a black guy fights a Mexican guy, you walk through the MGM, and all the blacks and Mexicans are, like, eyeing each other up and down. Like anything, it could break out at any moment.
Yeah.
When there's a Filipino dude fighting a black guy, same thing. Filipino fighting a Mexican, same thing. White guys, we always just walk with our heads down. We try to stay quiet. We're not looking for trouble because we don't have any good boxers. But now there's going to be Mexican-on-Mexican crime here in Las Vegas on Saturday. There is going to be – one Mexican is going to beat another Mexican as badly as possible. And some Mexicans will cheer. Some will be sad. I mean, it's a
– one shall rise, one shall fall.
There can be only one.
Unless there's a draw.
Es muy triste para – so the point is, there's less chance, I think, of hate crime this week than a normal week, fight week in Vegas. But I think there is still going, like, there could be, like, families could be divided by this.
I don't know. I think everybody's a Canelo fan.
You think it seems that way when
our plane was full of Canelo fans.
It could be hermano versus hermano.
Hermana.
But there is, I do think there will be some divide. Now, although if you walk through, like you go to the gift shop,
You can buy 28 different Canelo hats, 52 different Canelo shirts, and you can get one shirt that has Chavez on it, but Canelo's also on it.
And have you seen the posters here? The ones in here have both of them, but if you're walking around the casino, it'll have, you know, they have the big posters up everywhere. They all say Canelo.
And on the, like, all the posters, Canelo looks like a savage. Like, that dude's yoked. And then they make Chavez look like a cancer survivor. He's, like, barely hanging on. I think they're setting it up for Canelo to whoop this dude's ass, is what it seems like to me. But that's the vibe I get. You're right. Most people are cheering for Canelo, I believe. But the good thing is, if you're a Mexican, you're going to be happy either way. Your guy's going to win for sure.
It'll be a great day for Mexico.
Yeah, and you know who that's going to suck for? The blacks and the Filipinos. Sorry, guys, your guy didn't win this week.
That's
Russians. Russians, sorry, your guy didn't win.
Kazakhstan
is not going to win this week.
Okay.
You know who didn't win yesterday?
The Rockets.
Los Rockets. Muy, muy malo.
Everybody wants a Bob Arum interview today. And unfortunately, it's Golden Boy.
Los Spurs. Oy, oy, oy. Muy bien, muy bien. Pero Antonio Parker? I don't know how to say he hurt his leg.
Yeah.
But he hurt his leg.
Muy mal.
Muy malo. Muy, muy malo. He's out for the season.
That's muerte.
Yeah, with a broken pierna. I don't know how to say, like, a hurt. I don't know how to say it's hurt, but un pierna malo, right?
See.
Yeah, I'm getting confirmation. But Tony Parker done for the season, which
maybe his career too.
It could be. He's an older
dude.
But
yeah,
he's an older dude, but. This is maybe it's a glimmer of hope for the Rockets, for a team that didn't look like they had much else to be hopeful for last night.
As good as they were in game one, that was just everything that they do wrong when they're playing poorly.
It was the bizarro world. Yeah. I mean, James Harden, muy, muy malo. Y bad shots. You know, he was not good, and he just couldn't find a rhythm. And there were people saying, "Oh, the refs." How do you say beard? La barba. La barba.
Yeah.
That's James Harden's nickname in Spanish.
Ah.
La barba de Rockets.
That Google Translate's getting a workout
over
there.
That's right. No bueno. No bueno. But yeah,
three of 17 shooting.
More turnovers than shots made. Yeah. You can blame the refs all you want. When your best guy makes three shots from the field in the whole game, you don't win.
No. Not in 17 tries.
Nope.
And 2 of 9 on threes. And just
La Criste, muy bonita. Muy hermosa.
And
nada.
And Trevor Ariza dropping two doesn't help you either. When we talked about it game one of the reasons they were so effective. Anderson and Ariza were hitting threes. Anderson at least had a few last night. But Ariza, 2 points, man.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
And you know what? We talked about it the first game. Danny Green was so awful.
Yeah.
Danny Green was fantastic last night. He didn't miss a shot in the first half. Kawhi Leonard was fantastic again. LaMarcus Aldridge was not great.
He was okay.
Way better.
Yeah.
He
couldn't have been any worse.
He wasn't horrible. So, I mean, there was just...
And this is why you can't overreact too much to game one, just like you shouldn't overreact too much to this game, because I don't think either game is indicative of what this series is going
to be. These teams are closer than either of these games would tell you.
Yeah.
Like, the truth is somewhere in the middle, and I still believe it leans a little bit to San Antonio, but the Spurs aren't so much better than the Rockets that like what we saw last night.
No.
And the Rockets are clearly not so much better than the Spurs than we saw in game one. There's some sort of a medium there. And we'll find out which side it falls on is basically what it boils down to.
And I do think Parker being out helps the Rockets' cause, although
he was so great last night. And you know what? I know everybody in Houston hates the Spurs. I love watching Tony Parker play, and especially when he's hot. And last night he was on fire, and we were watching it our flight didn't leave. It seems like forever, but we were watching it at the bar, and I mean they were kicking it out to 3-4 him. He was wide open. He was stopping on a dime. He was dishing the ball well. Everything was going in for him. He was just having such a great game, which means it makes it even crappier to see him go out the way he did, because you could tell as soon as it happened, he's done. Like that's not like a sprained ankle. He was done for.
Yeah.
But I hate to see that happen to anybody, but it does maybe breathe a little bit of hope into the Rockets, because he was a big reason why the Spurs beat the crap out of him last night.
And if we think the series is pretty close, then one thing like that certainly could tip it. Now, I didn't like seeing that because I went ahead and hit that Spurs even money after we talked about it. But, not what I expected to see, but I think the rest of the games are going to be pretty close. And I don't think this means the Rockets are dead. I don't think, just like I didn't think after game one, it meant the Spurs were dead.
Right.
Although, yeah, the flight last night was not a lot of fun because we were delayed almost 3 hours.
Yeah, and I was I had the like, so there were two large people in my row, but good news, that's bad news.
Right.
Good news, there was an open row right across from me, and so I ended up with a row to myself.
Nice.
Now back to bad news, the lady in front, the tiny tiny woman in front of me, was like full blast trying to lean her seat all the way back. And you know how I do on airplanes. If someone tries to lean their seat back on me,
you're going
to
fight back.
I push my knee into the back of their seat as hard as I can, and I will fight to the death for those inches. And so after about 30 minutes of her like slamming back onto my knee, she turns around and says, "Is there something blocking my seat?" I said, "Yeah, it's my leg. It's blocking you." Because I'm tall and you're not. So, like, I promise you, as always, the inches you gain from leaning back are always more important to the person behind you. It's not, I mean, you reclining 2 inches isn't going to make your flight so much better. It's going to make the guy behind you's flight suck. So, I know that this is a controversial thing in 2017, whether or not airline seats should recline. I'm a firm no, but I understand there are people say they recline. If they recline, you should recline it. It's not a big deal. Quit being such a crybaby, bro. And everybody who says that is 5'9". Everybody. No one who's over 6 foot tall says, "Yeah, I recline my seat all the time," because everybody who's over 6 feet tall knows what it's like to be on an airplane and be tall. It sucks. And last night, even a bigger pet peeve than that. We've been deplaning the same way forever.
Since planes were invented.
Yeah.
Since the Wright brothers had their family on for the first time.
Yeah. Whoever's in the front gets off first. If you're in the back, you get off last. It's a very, very simplistic process. I mean, it doesn't take much. But last night, there were people. So I was like 5 rows in front of you.
Yeah.
And there were people
behind me.
Behind you. That beat me off the plane because they were, like, wedging through people. And the guy had a sleeping kid, which, by the way, that kid was, like, a grown-up size.
Yeah, he was 12.
Yeah.
Maybe 14.
Give me a break. And at the end of the day, you got to wait at baggage claim just like everybody else. That guy was on the same ride over the tram with us. And then he was at the same baggage claim as us.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Just wait your turn to get off the plane.
You know what? They were all Canelo fans. That entire section was all Canelo fans.
Are you blaming Mexicans for that?
I'm blaming
because,
Canelo fans.
The lady in front of me was white, so she was awful too. All races are equally horrible. Equally terrible.
Well,
on an airplane. They're all terrible.
This is what I did, though. After a bunch of them did that and got in front of my row, I saw 3 or 4 more getting up to do the same thing. I got up and blocked the row.
Well, good job.
Just said, you know what? That's enough. It ends here. The statement is made here. Talking about Window World.
Got to tell you guys about Window World. And listen, if you have regular old windows, you're letting a bunch of energy fly out the window. and that's costing you money, man. Don't do it. There's no excuse not to anymore. Double hung, double pane windows from Window World offer American-made premium quality with a transferable lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. Installation usually takes just one day for the average home, and financing is available. Call Window World today for a free estimate, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. These windows are going to pay for themselves eventually because you're going to save so much money, especially as we get into the summer months. You don't want to be paying that electric bill and know that you're paying more than you have to because you have crappy windows. Stop having crappy windows. Go to windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Suspecting her, and as you step back in the line, a march to the fiend. No!
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, and having a good time. Actually, I haven't had a good time.
You know how you say Las Vegas in Spanish?
Las Vegas.
Si.
So
out here for Canelo Chavez, and it has been a very interesting scene, I have to say. I pretty much have been working all day, so hopefully tonight I'm going to be able to get out.
I've been losing my ass on the blackjack tables while you were working.
Sorry to hear that. But tonight is a new night. Yeah, I got up at 5 and did the horse breakdown, which I will post probably tonight or first thing in the morning for the Derby. So it'll be all your Derby stuff you could possibly want. Did two podcasts with RJ Bell today that should be up on pregame.com at any minute. Don't listen to them now. Listen to us. But one on the Derby and one on the Triple Crown. And, and then RJ and I went to this really awesome Peruvian place for lunch. All right. Yeah.
Okay. 5 minutes. All right. We only get AJ Root. How are you, sir?
How's it going?
Hey, Jay, good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
There we go. Let's pull this right up to your head.
Yeah. These mine are.
Oh, yeah, try those. Let's do those instead.
Yeah, prefer those.
Yeah, we'll do that instead.
All right.
Good.
Is that better?
Sounds good to me, my man. Sounds good to me. This is every fight week, every major fight week is a big week for you guys. And obviously this one is a Canelo fight's always a big fight. Have you noticed more action than usual? Because we were talking about the theories of like what kind of a crowd this would draw, because usually boxing is so nationalistic that people come to see their countrymen fight. But everybody's coming from one place with this one.
Right, absolutely. I mean, this is the pride of Mexico, basically, and it's going to be a huge draw, especially on Cinco de Mayo weekend, obviously. But, we're getting good action on this fight. You know Canelo's a 650 favorite, pretty strong favorite. Chavez plus 450. So right now we're seeing a lot of people take a shot with the price on the dog. But we've only booked probably about 10% what we're going to book to the fight. 90% of the bets are going to come on Saturday, probably 25 to 30% of that's going to happen about 3 hours before the fight starts.
Now, this is a fight where you've got a pretty heavy favorite in Canelo, which means there's juicy action on the other side. What have you seen more of so far? People adding to the Canelo side, or people trying to get some of that big number?
Yeah, right now we're seeing a lot of people take a shot with the plus money on the big number. I have had inquiries of some guys wanting to lay 650 to win 100,000 on Canelo, so I think the larger bets are going to come in on Canelo. So, it's going to be a balancing act, too, because Canelo is obviously the more popular fighter right now. We're going to get smaller bets, I think, to Chavez, people taking a shot. So I can't, allow, too much money to roll up on Canelo and not have enough money to balance it out with Chavez. Because, realistically, that's my job, is just sort of walk the tightrope, collect a little money in the middle and hope it's a great fight. Make some money on some of the props. Will it go, won't go 10 full rounds, or pick a knockout round, or how you think the fight's going to end, and knockout decision, draw, something like that.
How important to you guys, especially, right now you've got the NBA playoffs going. Once that ends, that time between the NBA playoffs ending and when football starts, when it's only baseball, how important are nights, like the fight nights and things like that for you guys to just stay busy? Because baseball, I'm guessing baseball doesn't pull as much action as football or basketball, so these big events are kind of what keeps you guys afloat in the summertime, right?
Right, right. Like on a daily basis, yeah, baseball doesn't compare. But when you add it all up, the sum of the parts, you know.
There's a lot of games.
It's pretty significant action, you know, over the course of the year. But, yeah, the in-between, like you said, these events are huge, you know, especially the 4th of July. You know, we do a UFC card, too, you know, usually right around the 4th of July.
Right.
And that's a really big event. So, you know, a boxing event like this is going to carry our year, basically, unless we have another really strong event sometime in September or October. So, you know, it's important that we book as heavy as we can to this fight. And I think, you know, we're going to get into the seven-figure range, significant seven-figure range, you know, booking to this fight. We're not going to get close to what we did Mayweather-Pacquiao
right.
because everyone just lost their minds and went nuts on that one. But who knows, you know, on the horizon, Mayweather-McGregor, that might be another opportunity for people to, you know, really, really go crazy on.
MGM Resorts Racing Sports Vice President Jay Rude is our guest and my favorite racing sports book here in Vegas and has been for a long time. When you get big bets like that on Canelo, how much of those do you lay off? Do you lay those off to other casinos or do you just say yes or no on the number?
Yeah, generally we take them. Depending on the customer, I can't recall the last time I refused a big play like that. And then it's my job to start peddling and get money back on the other side. You know, that's what a bookie's job is to do, is, you know, to take that action and move it around. You know, we're in the business to take bets, and, you know, all we got to do is, you know, move the price a little bit. This isn't quite, you know, quite as dangerous as point spreads. Point spreads, you know, we can get sided and middled.
Right.
Money line here, I can move it aggressive enough to where I know I think I can get buyback from the other side, you know, whether I'm, you know, trying to scalp a price by, you know, pricing myself. It's just like, you know, Walmart or Target, you know. If I want to sell Charmin and Target's got it at $4 a roll, I sell it for $3.75 a roll, and they're going to come buy it from me. So, I mean, that's kind of what you do, and I monitor what, you know, is going on around the world and around Vegas and what the price is at, and that's how we, you know, it's like hedge fund, you know. A couple of pennies here and there makes all the difference.
Do the props get a lot of action now on these fights?
They do. I mean, the will go, won't go, especially in a fight like this where a lot of people are going to expect maybe these guys to really come at each other with some passion, you know, and go toe-to-toe. I think we're going to see a lot of money on the won't go at plus $1.80 or so. So those get good action. And then the knockout, you know, pick the knockout round. That gets great action because right now, you know, you can get Canelo in the first four rounds. I think you get 25-1 on any round that he knocks him out then. From then on out, it's between 15 and 18. And if you like Chavez, you're getting at least 50-1 almost in every round for him to knock him out. So we're going to get a lot of action to those guys, particularly Canelo in round eight right now. Seems to be a round that a lot of people focus on. A lot of people bet round eight regardless. I don't know what it is, but round eight and boxing, but that's a round that gets bet all the time. I almost always need to get through round eight. No one get knocked out in round eight, please.
All right, that's Jay Rude. Love to keep talking to you, but they need to move you along
yeah,
here. So
all right.
Appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Should be a fun fight, man.
No doubt.
Yeah. And tell you, they have a great, great racing sports book here. I've been coming to this place since I started coming to Vegas. And it's one of the few race books and sports books where if you just have your ticket, they'll bring
that's
you a
it.
Beer now. You don't have to go get one of those drink tickets. Kind of silly. But, no, I love how smart they are about how to take those big bets because
yeah.
And that's one thing RJ always talks about is, well, the big money is on this, but more people are betting this. And
it's about how many dollars versus how many bets.
Right, right. And that's why a lot of times you'll see some spreads that make sense. And you look at them, you go, wait a minute, this ought to be lower because more people are betting on this team, but more money's coming the other way. All right, guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for Mother's Day, Mother's Day is coming up. Cherry's Berries is offering huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. And how about this? An exclusive offer for you. When you double the berries for mom for just $10 more, guess what? She's going to get free cake truffles too. That's a whole extra gift free. Pick your delivery date. Cherry's Berries guarantees your gifts will arrive fresh and delicious or your money back. And I tell you what, I got the Cherry's Berries from my mom, my grandmother. They love them. And, I mean, they just make a wonderful gift for the mom in your life.
You know who else loves them? Me.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll get them from my wife, and then I'll eat half of them and pretend like I only got her six instead of 12.
Yeah, well, that's all
yeah.
you do. That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, and then you saw the box in half and duct tape it back up. It works out, and everyone's happy. Guys, you think you they have these berries. You can get berries in the store, things like that, but they're not like this. These are gourmet dipped strawberries like you've never seen before. They're huge, sweet, juicy, covered in the best toppings, the chocolate chips, the chopped nuts, the white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. They do it the right way. The only way to get this great deal, starting just $19.99, go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com, code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. This deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner, so be sure to order now. That's Sherry's Berries, berries.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez-Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And, man, it's hopping out here. It's going to be a fun couple of days, I have to say. You know, we got in really late last night, and at some point in the middle of the night, I woke up and went down to that little store in the center of the hotel to get some Powerade and have a breakfast bar and crap like that. I don't think on a Wednesday night, I don't think I've ever seen more pay-per-views wandering around this place.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was. I mean, it was just littered with them.
And you didn't inquire about price?
No, I did not. Not interested, but. I think there was some big convention here with a bunch of rich dudes.
Oh, I thought you meant a whore convention.
Well, there may have been that. Well, it might as well have been that. Because they all left at the same time this morning. And they had the entire lobby filled up. So I think it was a combination of that and people coming in for the fight.
Okay.
But if it's that bad on a Wednesday night, you're not going to want to be walking through there at 4 in the morning. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And a couple people agreeing with you on the leaning back in the seat, but
there'll always be a couple who do and a couple who don't.
And that's fine. The guy in front of me leaned back, and the only thing that sucked there was I had my left knee out in the aisle, and of course I got banged by the damn cart because I'm trying to not stick my knee in his back, and I'm the one who takes a punishment.
Right.
It's all right though.
That's why you can't be nice to people.
No, but it was I wound up sleeping most of the flight, which was good because, man, not only were we delayed, but then we sat on the runway forever before we took off, which I guess everybody was backed up yesterday because of the weather. So hopefully none of that nonsense getting back. And Nick was asking why you guys don't just move up and get better seats. I actually tried to upgrade last night, and they didn't have any seats where I wanted to sit. It was just like one upgrade. It wasn't worth it for me to do that. I mean, if there were a first-class seat available, I would have taken that. But, you know, and we don't book these flights. This is
we can't even change our flights.
Yeah, and the last time I tried to change one, it wound up being a mess that cost the company a bunch of money. So whenever somebody else flies us out, we just do what we're told, which is a smart thing to do. 832 said, just picked up my new bed from Texas Mattress Makers.
Hey,
awesome. Yeah. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy mine, man.
You'll be happy.
Yeah. And AJ loves his. I'm telling you, those guys know what they're doing, and they really do quality products.
From my Twitter, Nestor, what are the odds AJ has more than 1,000 pet peeves? Oh, bleep. It's Thursday. Great. Here goes a 45-minute rant. My bad, guys. No rant, Nestor. That's it.
All right.
We're done.
Let's see. How many pets do you have? Oh, pet peeves. Oh.
Peeves, yeah.
11.
Yeah, somewhere around 11. That's less
11.
Than 1,000.
Yeah.
And a lot of people saying that La Cristi es muy bonita.
Oh, yeah? They've seen her?
Well, I guess I don't know if she's famous amongst everyone, but Jesus says La Cristi is very beautiful.
Okay, well, he probably would know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like she's been in L.A. and Chicago. I think she's like major market material.
She's big time. And, and she's been out here for a lot of fights. She's very cool. So puts up with
La Cristi, y El Terrible.
That's my favorite name. That should be my radio name.
That is pretty badass, but he didn't seem to appreciate
it. No, he doesn't like it when I talk about him.
Yeah.
But kinda, that's okay.
He kind of gives you that look.
That's all right.
You know, okay, here's a thought. He goes into a bar, I go into a bar. One hot chick, who has a better chance?
Ooh.
I mean, neither one of us, let's be honest.
Right.
But it's we're talking percentages here, right?
What language does she speak?
Bilingual.
Ooh. I will say this. El Terrible is a major star, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he's the man at that station.
All right, but she doesn't know that.
Okay. I'm going to go with you then.
I kind of think that. Finally found one.
I think you beat out El Terrible.
Oh, boy. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. And so we ask you, what sports book are we at? We're at the MGM Grand. Right now we're not at the sports book. We're actually in the near the MGM Grand Garden with Radio Row for the Canelo Chavez fight. And we'll be snapping in some interviews where we can. And we already had Jay Root on, who's does a great job here at the MGM Grand Sportsbook, which you know, you can bet the fight at. This is probably really good business. This is going to be a good business day for him. I should have asked him, because between the they'll get a big handle on the Derby too.
Oh yeah.
So between the Derby,
we didn't ask
about
that. I don't know how we didn't.
Well, we didn't have much time. I actually had about four more questions I wanted to ask him, and it's always worse when the person standing behind him doing the throat slash gesture. Ooh. And you're like, oh, I got four more questions, man.
Looking not good for the Astros today.
Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
You'll take 3 out of 4, no doubt.
Yeah, especially putting that little 10 spot on them last night.
Yeah, but they gave them some work today, it looks like. And I actually, I was thinking about it, and, Musgrove sucks. So I was thinking, well, that probably means it's a Devinsky day. You know, Musgrove will blow it in 3 innings, and then Devinsky will pitch 4 or 5 innings.
And right.
You got a chance. But Musgrove pitched 4 innings. Peacock and Sip pitched the middle 3 and pitched okay. Peacock gave up 1 run in 2 innings. Sip gave up nothing. But then Gas Can Gregerson came in. 3 earned runs in 1 inning of work. And now we're at a 9-4 score.
That's no point.
Muy, muy malo.
Yeah.
Gregerson es un hombre malo.
Although, to be fair, until the other night, he'd had a couple of really bad outings to get his ERA up there.
You mean up to 8.49?
Well, that's what it is now. But in between, he'd actually pitched pretty well. He'd just given up a bunch of runs, and he doesn't have that many innings up yet. So the, but that's not good. That's a bad sign, because that's a guy you kind of count on to come in that situation. And
he came into the season as your 8th-inning guy.
And if you keep the score 6-4 there, the way this offense has been going, you still feel pretty good about your chances. But 9-4, I don't know. Not so much. But, they're playing well. I'm not going to be too concerned about them. But you'd like to get a better effort out of your starting pitcher. And at some point, maybe you didn't bring in Devinsky because next time around in the rotation for one of these cats, maybe that's his time.
Maybe so.
And maybe they should.
Or Peacock, either one of them.
Yeah.
Both of them maybe it would take a little time to stretch one of them out, but I think you could do, you could have one of them pitch a long relief outing as let him know in advance.
But Devinsky's kind of done that a couple times already. He's pitched 4 innings, and I think he's got more pitches. And it might be worth doing, because what if that guy turns out to be as good as a starter as he's been as a reliever? Then you've got your third pitcher that we've been talking about.
AKA has a good question. Did you see LeVar Ball's shoes today?
I did not.
The LeVar Balls.
Oh, really?
First of all, the worst thing about LeVar Ball shoes is, so like when you wear Jordans, someone will be like, oh, are those Jordans? Like, no one's going to say, hey, did you check out my new balls? That's going to be really awkward for everybody. Also,
$495, and the shoes are ugly. He put out some slides, and the slides look okay, but the shoes at $500 a pop, I'm guessing there's going to be somewhere between 15 and 20 pairs sold, because there's, you know, there's stupid people out there who got to have everything, but this is not a good call.
Listen, I don't fault people for what they spend their money on. That's their business. You will never see a pair of those on me unless I'm kidnapped and somebody's trying to humiliate me.
Dude, I'm paying $500 for shoes. They better be like some sort of crocodile cowboy boots that are made from an endangered crocodile even. It can't just be like a regular ass crocodile. It's got to be a crocodile that's borderline extinct.
Like the one that ate that crocodile hunter
in South Africa. Someone poached it just to make one pair of boots. That's the only way I'll pay $500 for shoes.
I might pay $500 for Stingray.
For what?
Stingray boots.
Stingray, okay.
Yeah.
What about shark boots?
Yeah, I would do that.
But only Great White, right?
You know what?
Like, are you going to take a bull shark?
Not a bull shark, but maybe a hammerhead.
Okay. What if the hammerhead had off the boots? It had those little.
That would be cool, right? It'd be like curb feelers.
It'd be hard to walk, but it would be a little bit cool.
You had to get baby ones, so you'd have to kill like the mother and the babies.
And you'd have to walk really wide.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, I got to tell you about Carbach, and Fred and I are both stoked about Carbach being on board with us. We're gonna be doing all-day live broadcast events at Carbach at the brewery throughout the year. They've got a great restaurant. If you haven't been, you got to get out there. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and their food is outstanding. This isn't like bar food. We're talking about a legit gourmet restaurant, and everything there pairs great with all the Carbach brew that they've got on tap. And they've got the Love Street Music Fest coming up. They're bringing a party to Carbach Street Sunday, May 21st from 1 to 9 p.m. That's a long day of live music. Come out for a day filled with live music from local and national artists like St. Motel, Junior, Louis Del Mar, Run River North, and more. Tickets are available at carbachbrewing.com. You need to go check it out. Get on the list for that. Space is limited, obviously, so you want to get in there early. And next time you're out and about, don't forget to pick up your favorite mainstay or seasonal Carbach beer, whether it's in a grocery store or it's your favorite bar or restaurant. Carbach's pretty much everywhere around the city, so go give them some love. That's Carbach. Again, excited to have them on board, and don't forget that Love Street Music Fest, Sunday, May 21st. Check out carbachbrewing.com for tickets.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at MGM in Las Vegas. And, man, this has been my tamest Vegas trip so far.
Well, you've only been here one night.
That's true.
And when I got here last, like, did you go, I mean, you went straight up to the room and started working, right?
Yeah.
I went straight to the room and went to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, we got in so late, I was just done. I didn't have any energy. My mom is here. So, and she was here for, like, she'd been here since 2 o'clock, and we didn't get in until after midnight.
Yeah.
So, she was tuckered out. It was just.
I did the write for about an hour, fall asleep.
Wake up and write?
Get up at 5 and start writing, and so I've been up since then. But managed to get a lot done, and as soon as the podcasts are up on pregame, I'll tweet those out, let people know. I think we have a tour group here or something coming through. This is very strange.
It is odd.
It's a lot of people with credentials who are just sort of standing around. But it's going to turn into a fun day because I got to hang out with RJ a little bit and talk about some of the things we're going to be doing with him, and had a great lunch, and then my friends Jason and Gina are going to take me out to dinner, so going to be a good night.
Hard times.
Yeah, they're good folks, and I know a lot of people in Houston know those guys and miss them, but I like having them here because I come out here a lot, and I'm selfish, and they're my friends. What do you think this fight's going to be? I got to be honest. I don't see many scenarios where Canelo doesn't just kick his ass.
I'm kind of with you. I like to think that maybe Canelo making it personal gives Chavez a little bit of a shot, but I just think Canelo's better, you know?
Yeah.
I think this is a fight that I think it could be a good fight, you know, and I think
I like Chavez. I do too.
I just think good. This is
a big step up.
If he beats Canelo, it's massive for him, and if Canelo beats him, it's not really a surprise.
You know, I noticed they were taking pictures of stuff, but nobody took pictures of us in this little tour group.
And you're not even as ugly as you usually are.
I dolled up. I dressed appropriately for some of the things that I was doing today. So
some of the things.
Yeah, not all of them. But
talking to hookers.
I was not talking to hookers. Believe me, if I were going to talk to hookers, you always give that trick of yours. Here's mine. You dress like a complete bum. And you'll only get the desperate ones, but they'll be cheap.
Okay.
I've heard that from people.
It's a good trick. Yeah, good for you.
Not something I would ever do, but no, I wouldn't dress up because then they think you got a bunch of money and they're going to, and A, they surround you like flies and they jack the price up. So if I'm dressed nice, I'm certainly not doing that. Not that I would be anyway. How do you get me into these conversations?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Now, wait a minute. I just realized, am I not supposed to say that, John?
Jong's not listening anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care about this show.
I don't understand why that's offensive.
Hey, Jong, is it stormy there? What are we dealing with?
No, it's nice and cool over here.
Okay, did it storm all night?
No, it didn't. A little bit.
Okay.
But you're stormed at the airport, I can tell you that.
And then a bunch of people are people mostly in Beaumont are posting pictures of like their flooded out houses and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it got pretty bad out there.
Let me give something away to the people. The big show at Scout Bar Saturday night, 12 years driven, Broken Valor. I've got a 4-pack for you. Tickets to go down there and see these guys. And man, I've always said support your local bands, but this isn't just about supporting your local bands. You're going to get to see some really, really good music. And they put on a fantastic show. And love these guys. Caller 25, you're going to Scout Bar on Saturday. So, there you go. Double CD release party.
All right.
Yeah. People say it's very windy there, though. It's nice here today, man. I was only outside for a little bit going over to RJ's place and to their offices, and, man, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's a little warm, but that's the kind of weather I like when I'm out here.
Yep.
I don't want that ridiculous.
I'm not trying to be cold out here.
No.
Like when I need a jacket.
No. I've got to go to freaking Canada next week. I know it's still going to be cold there, so I might as well enjoy the heat while I got it. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And a couple other things that we hadn't got to. Talked about the Rockets a little bit. John, did they actually announce this World Video Game Hall of Fame class?
They did.
Is that... Oh,
who were the winners?
All right, well, let's do this at 5 o'clock. This is a big one, and we're almost out of time this segment. So we talked about this a few weeks ago, the nominees. So now we will go through and tell you who actually got in the thing.
Okay.
How's that?
Do we still have what we predicted? That's probably gone.
Yeah. You know we don't keep stuff
we'll
like that.
Well, we probably have it somewhere. We just didn't keep track of it.
So, yes, how about the legal weed? They're not actually selling it out here yet.
Not yet. They have medical dispensaries, but we don't have cards, and we don't live in Nevada, so we can't get a card. So...
You know, I know people who live in Nevada, though.
That's true.
And I'm just guessing they have cards.
You're probably going to see them.
But, I think by the next time we're here in June, it's supposed to be up and running, from what I understand.
All right.
So
let's hope so.
And if it is legal, well, it's hard to do when we're out here for interviews and stuff.
We need to get more messed up than we usually do when
we're
out here.
Well, we should come out a day early and do a weed show.
Okay.
If they'll let us come out a day early.
I mean, we can just not do a weed show. We can just do weed at night when we're not working.
Well, that too. That goes without saying.
That's what responsible people do.
But I'd like to.
They act right when they've got to be. It's business.
But I would.
Time.
I would just.
Business.
I know, but I think
business when we business.
I think it could potentially be a very funny show. Not something I'd want to do all the time, but
kind of like the shows where we were allowed to cuss.
Yeah. I don't know that I want to do that again, but it was fun. So 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So yeah, we got that coming up at the next segment. We will go through the games that made it in, which I'm very excited about this now. The I was also remember the report that Jay Cutler tried to call the Texans and
yes.
Well,
is that false?
Rick Smith is disputing that.
Okay.
Says that is not true.
Not true that he tried to call them? Because doesn't that seem weird that a player would try to call the coach?
Yeah, John actually has the audio, so let him do it.
Is it true as an organization that Jay Cutler called y'all and y'all didn't call him back? Is that true?
I don't know why that was reported. That's just not true. Okay. I will tell you that is not true. So I'll answer that one.
Okay. Well, I thought he was just going to say, I don't know why that was reported, but then he said, that's actually not true.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll believe him. It seemed weird that a player would try to contact a team anyway.
Wouldn't it be your agent? Yeah. He probably called his agent and said, hey, can you call the Texans? And
you think the agent's going to let it slip that the Texans didn't return the calls about his player?
Yeah, especially when this guy's trying to get a job.
Yeah. It is surprising, though, that name never came up. And, you know, Lamont brought it up the other day. If something were to happen to Savage in the preseason, that's a guy that they'd want to be on the phone with immediately, right?
You would think.
Because.
Although, I mean, you would need another veteran, and you'd assume Whedon would be the one to take the next step up, and, you know, and then with Watson as the backup, but you'd still want another veteran.
Right. Just seems like he. I mean, listen, I know Jay Cutler's not great, but. Jay Cutler's better than Brandon Whedon. We can agree on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know we can agree on it, but it just feels wrong to say it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bar is set low, Fred. Let's face it.
All right. Guys, I have to tell you about Harry's. Last time I was here, I forgot my Harry's razor, and I had to get some piece of garbage that was here, and it scratched my face all up. And so I made sure I packed it this time. And I got to tell you, Harry's is convenient, and they send it right to your mailbox. You just go online and order. They take care of you. It's affordable, just $2 a blade. And these are really quality blades, 5 blades. And it's as good as anything you're going to find anywhere. And you don't have to go and have somebody unlock it for you. That's convenience and affordability. And the great part about it is, man, with Harry's, you're saving money too. So with all that, you might as well jump in, right? You can get started right now with Harry's with their great starter sets, including an ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. This is an entire month of shaving for just $15. We're going to do better than that, though. It's a great everyday deal, but fans of the show can get it for even less. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code FAOUR. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. That's Harry's.com, code FAOUR. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. The only way I'm leaving is
dead. That's the state of my state of my state of my. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.